This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a state visit to Vietnam on Thursday, part of a trip to Asia seen as show of defiance to the West. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The two countries signed multiple agreements on issues including energy, although none of the 11 pacts were on the same level as the mutual defense agreement Russia signed with North Korea the day before. Russia's TASS news agency quoted Putin as saying the two countries shared an interest in, quote, developing a reliable security architecture in the region. During a news conference, he accused the NATO military alliance of creating a security threat for Russia in Asia. The U.S. and its allies have criticized Putin's visit, saying he should not be given a stage on which to defend Russia's war in Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The White House said on Thursday it will rush delivery of air defense interceptor missiles to Ukraine by redirecting shipments that had been planned for other allied nations. The move comes as Washington scrambles to counter increased Russian attacks on Ukraine energy infrastructure. National Security spokesman John Kirby called it a difficult but necessary decision to reprioritize planned foreign military sales to other countries. He declined to say how many nations would be affected. Kirby told reporters, quote, right now we know that Ukraine urgently needs these additional capabilities. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said on Thursday he would, quote, not hesitate to teach a lesson to the enemies of Jammu and Kashmir following a recent spate of militant attacks there. The attacks, which started on June 9th, the same day Modi was sworn in as India's prime minister for a third term, killed 12 people and injured dozens. This is VOA News. Officials say at least 34 people have died and dozens are hospitalized after drinking illegally brewed liquor tainted with methanol in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu. A local official told the Press Trust of India news agency on Thursday, more than 100 people are being treated in hospitals. Death from illegally brewed alcohol is a common thing in India, where the poor cannot afford licensed brands from government-run shops. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, marked World Refugee Day on Thursday with an appeal to nations to keep their doors open to the many fleeing conflict, persecution, and abuse. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
A record 120 million people globally have been forcibly displaced by widespread conflicts, persecution, political and economic upheaval, and climate crises. Most are displaced inside their home countries, but some 43 million are refugees who have fled across borders in search of international protection. The UN Refugee Agency reports around 30 million internally displaced people, refugees and asylum seekers, live in Africa, representing almost one-third of the world's refugee population. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Chad's president, Mohamed Idriss Déby, visited the site of a deadly ammunition depot explosion in the capital on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Déby said the situation was under control, but lessons must be learned. He added that the state would take care of those wounded. The explosions lit up the night sky over the military base near the Central African nation's main international airport and sent spent shells flying into nearby homes. The blasts shattered windows and punched holes in walls and roofs in the military depot. The nearby Es Salaam Medical Center bore the brunt of the blast. Mohamed Hamid is the manager.
There was also damage to our equipment and machinery.
He added that the clinic had no reports of casualties among patients or staff due to prompt evacuation.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday joined African leaders in Paris to kick off a planned $1 billion project to accelerate the rollout of vaccines in Africa. The effort comes after the coronavirus pandemic exposed gaping inequalities in access to vaccines globally. The African Vaccine Manufacturing Accelerator will provide financial incentives to vaccine manufacturers. Many African leaders and advocacy groups say Africa was unfairly locked out of access to COVID-19 treatment tools, vaccines, and testing equipment when the pandemic swept the globe starting in 2020. I'm Joe Ramsey.